Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
Really time for God's people to go forward.
You want to let the devil know I win in a week, but I come out strong.
And the coffee is strong.
The word is what clothes us. The word is what shapes our thinking.
God has your miracle in mind right here in Stronger Every Day.
Hey, good morning, guys. Welcome to Stronger Every Day, where the coffee is strong, but the Word of God makes you stronger, and God always has your miracle in mind. Hey, I just want to welcome everybody to the show today, and just in case you don't notice, I've got a guy right here to my left. Prophet Benny Baker is with us today, and we are so honored to have this man of God here with us today. It is a privilege, and we're going to let him come on and talk just for a couple of minutes here in just a few minutes, but I want to go through a few announcements. We are in camp meeting right now. And Prophet Benny, you'll see his face on the flyer. He's actually going to be here tonight and tomorrow night ministering both nights. Powerful anointing, powerful prophetic anointing. You don't want to miss it. Then you've got Dr. Brees. You got Angela Gazaway still. Brother Kelly did a phenomenal job last night. It's a great word. And I believe that it's a great time to just be in camp meeting with us. If you're anywhere close, if you're in the Rolla area, Springfield area, even if you're a little bit far away, we've got people coming from Iowa. We've got people coming from all over today, Arkansas. It's going to be a great time. God's going to do a great, great thing. And we want to see you there tonight at 7 p.m. It's going to be amazing. And then Leading Lions this Saturday, the first ever. Brother Jeremy and I, we're going to be doing it from high school graduate to age 25. We want to see a hunger and a passion for young people in ministry, and we want it to be a powerful, powerful meeting this weekend. And so I just want you guys to come out and join us if you can. If you've not had a chance to download our app, please do so. It's the Standing Strong Ministries app. There's some changes coming before too long. We're going to have a new logo coming out. It should be here shortly once we get the finalizations and everything. It's going to be an amazing thing. You don't want to miss that. And good to see Pamela on here. Good to see all you guys. Hit the share button if you can. And we want to get this out to as many people as we can because we're going to advertise a few things. And I want Brother Benny to come on here and just say some things to you today. I really feel a prophetic unction. It's going to be a powerful, powerful time. I was reading in Luke chapter 9 today, and I was thinking about this verse. It said, "Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over devils and to cure diseases." And then the Bible says that he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And I think that's such a powerful, powerful verse. And those two verses right there, Brother Benny, I don't know about you, but those are exactly what we need in this generation today. So I'm going to let Brother Benny come on and greet you in the name of the Lord. And I'm going to let him just kind of minister a couple of minutes on these verses. Then we're going to tell you about his brand new book. And then we're going to pray together and believe God for a supernatural thing today and tonight and tomorrow and the rest of this camp meeting. It's good to have you on here, Brother Benny.
Amen. Awesome to be here. So
amen.
Excited to be with you, Brother Sean, and excited about what God's doing, excited to be a part of camp meeting.
Yes.
And looking forward to God do some awesome stuff. Man, that's one of my favorite passages of Scripture. And what the church needs today is we need the manifested presence of God. We need to see the power of God in operation.
Right.
You know, there's this movement in the church where we have decided that we want to take the power of God outside the church and we want to hide it. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, you know, the Scripture tells us, who wants to put a light under a basket? You know, we need to have that light out there. And the power of God is the alarm for the lost to come to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
We're not going to reach the lost. We're not going to reach the broken unless we have the power of God on display. And just when miracles start happening and breakthroughs and signs and wonders start happening, when those things start taking place in our ministries, that's when hungry people, that's when the lost, the broken, people have nowhere else to turn. That's when those people are going to come running to the kingdom of God.
Right.
And begin to declare, I've got to have that.
Sure.
For a long time, the church has decided, I can do this without the power of God.
Amen. That's good.
You know, and I believe in good systems. Good systems are important. I believe in good programs. Good programs are important. But nothing beats the power of God.
Right.
Mary Woodward Eddard, back at the turn of the 19th century, was preaching a camp meeting. And while she was preaching, just in the middle of preaching, she just froze. For 3 days, She stood there in the same position. They said that she didn't move her arms, that she didn't blink her eyes. They said occasionally a tear would trickle down her face for 3 days. Mm. It was the power of God on display. And somebody would say, why would that happen? It's a sign and it's a wonder.
That's right.
During that time, the Dallas Morning Sun recorded this. This was published in the paper. Not as a fraud or a hoax, but as the power of God on display. People from all over came and witnessed this. After 3 days, she picked right up where she left off preaching and continued preaching. During that time, many were saved. Many were healed. Many were set free by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And that's what the church needs today.
That's
what we need to see taking place in our ministry. And I know we do. I know you were just sharing with me about some miracles and deliverances that's happened in your ministry. And I'm just excited to see what God does next. Excited to see what happens at camp meeting. Can't wait to see what's happening in Standing Strong Ministries, because I believe God's bringing people together of power and authority. And when you get like-minded people together, you can't stop them.
That's right. I really feel like that this is the generation, they're looking for the supernatural.
Yeah.
You look at and there's nothing wrong with movies. Matter of fact, we love movies. We kind of like it. But, if you look at the trend of movies right now, it's all in supernatural phenomenon, even in make-believe areas. That's because I believe the world's looking for something supernatural. And if we could just get them hungry in the church for the supernatural, like they're hungry in the world for the supernatural, I think those two worlds will collide. And miraculous is going to take place. One of the things that I really feel like that we're lacking in churches today is setting the atmosphere for miracles.
Yes.
And I mean, I love the smoke and the lights and all of that. But man, there's something about genuine praise and worship, genuine hungry. When you get hungry people together, something happens.
Yes.
And I think that we've got to get hungry for the miraculous. Yeah. I think we're hungry for good services. I think we're hungry, like you said, good system. But something sparked in me when you said, man, there's nothing wrong with good systems. Man, Jesus was the system.
Yeah.
When you look about him traveling around, praying for the sick, healing the sick, raising the dead, he was the system.
Right.
And so I feel like that us as a generation right now, especially in this culture, we need to desperately seek for signs, wonders, and miracles, and believe God to save the lost at any cost.
Yeah.
And I believe that, the one thing that I think that something else you touched on, and I think you should elaborate on this just a minute, but, miracles aren't for the believer.
Right.
They're for the unbeliever.
Right.
And why don't you just talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, that's, I like to say that miracles are the dinner bell for the lost.
Mm.
Because once miracles start happening, lost people comes in. I was in a, was in Lindsay, Oklahoma, I think it was last winter, and was ministering, as we do at the end of the service, we begin to pray for people, and there was this couple in the back of the auditorium, and I went back to them, and it was a whole row, it was the same family, and I'd never met them before, didn't know anything about them, and began to pray for them, didn't know that the husband was unsaved, the wife and the mom had been believing for this young man to be saved for years. And while I was praying for him, I asked him his name. I don't remember what his name was, I just took a step back and I said this. I said, "Love it." Like you would say, "I love it," or "awesome," or just "love it." And he just stopped and he looked at me and he said, "Man, that's my last name."
Man, that's powerful.
And in that moment, that young man gave his heart to the Lord, radically changed his entire family. I say all the time, if we'll follow the Lord, if we'll follow hard after him, we'll do more on accident than we'll ever do on purpose.
Oh, absolutely.
That wasn't a planned word. That wasn't a planned moment. I didn't know God was going to use me in that moment like that, but God knew.
Man.
And that young man got saved as a result of that.
That's powerful. More on accident than more on purpose, right? That's when God's working.
Yeah.
Not that we're orchestrating something, not that we're creating something, but just the atmosphere of miracles itself.
Being open to it.
It's tangible.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know how it is for you, but for me, man, when I see a miracle, man, I just see something in people's faces.
Yeah.
Something's clicking. Now they're getting hungry. Man, I want that to happen in my life.
Yeah.
It's something about seeing God move is supernaturally creates hunger for other people to want the supernatural.
Yes.
And I just listen, if you're a pastor and you're watching, I got lots of pastors and ministers that come on. This is a powerful man of God that you should have in your church. He's a wonderful man, accurate in prophecy, accurate in words of knowledge, accurate in miracles, and God uses him divinely. And I'm going to let him advertise his new book. And I really love the title. I won't spoil it. I'll let you kind of just show it and tell about it. And then he'll tell you his website, give you all his information. And then we want you to, book this guy. He'll be a great blessing to your church. He's going to be at another camp meeting, Spring Up a Well in Lebanon, Missouri, here the last week of July. He's going to be in Lebanon again. Actually, it's like Eldridge, I think, near in Lebanon, or Eldridge, same area. But man, it's awesome to see God opening up doors for him, creating the atmosphere for the miracles. So I'm going to let him tell you about his new book, tell you about their website, and just listen to the power of this. The title of this book is pretty awesome.
Yeah, this is we just finished this. In fact, last year when I was here, I wrote most of this.
Awesome.
When I was with you in camp meeting. This is the power of an on-time word.
Oh, man.
You know, one word changes everything.
Everything.
You know, Jesus walked up and said, "Will you be made well? Will you be made whole?" One word changes everything. So much of our ministry, so many of the connections that we have made have been through a prophetic word. Mm-hmm. We've seen so many awesome miracles that have come through a prophetic word. And I would never diminish or deplete the power of that prophetic word.
That's right.
There's something about that on-time word.
Yes, sir.
You know, just saying the right thing. You know, just a hello to somebody on the street, just a good morning. You know, that's a powerful moment. The power of an on-time word.
Right.
You know, we were talking about this yesterday. So many of the miracles that we've seen, so many have come through a prophetic word.
Yes.
We were in Poto, Oklahoma just a few weeks ago, and we had so many miracles. You know, I think in those 10 days of meetings, we had more miracles in those 10 days than we've seen in 6 months. You know, it was just the right place at the right time.
Right.
And through a prophetic word, God began to deal with me about this woman. And I just began to reveal what was going on in her life. Lord showed me she had cancer and that he wanted to heal her. And this was on Monday night during American Healing Deliverance Service. At the end of that service, the lady came up to me and began to share with me, "Yes, sir, I have cancer. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow." And I just said, "I believe God's going to heal you." She come back Wednesday with her testimony. She had cancer. I forget everything that was going on with her. God completely healed her, gave her a clean bill of health.
Right.
But that came from an on-time word,
right,
saying the right thing at the right time. And so much can be done in the kingdom if we will just seek God. Pay the price necessary.
Man, that's good.
You know, it costs something. This camp meeting this week, Prophet Sean, it costs something.
Right.
The people that are attending, it costs them something to come here.
Sure it does.
It costs of your time and your resources. And there is something about paying a price that will draw
right
that prophetic word. Those of you watching right now, there is something about you coming on this broadcast at the right place at the right time.
Amen.
That will draw the prophetic nature of heaven to you. If you sow into the heavens, you're going to reap for the heavens. And as you are sowing into the heavens right now, I really believe that God wants to release miracles to his people right now. Those of you watching that, you need a miracle in your life. You need a breakthrough in your marriage. You need a breakthrough in your ministry. You've come to the right place.
Come to the right place.
Because coming and just being a part of a broadcast like this says, "I'm so hungry, mm-hmm, I'm willing to pay the price necessary to receive what God has for me."
Right. I feel like that's such a huge, even that in itself is such a huge word right now. You know, paying the price for the miraculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think that, you know, we used to hear that when I was growing up. You know, I heard all those old men of God, "Man, you got to pay the price. You got to pay the price." And I don't ever want to diminish anything that God ever did for me in my past. But man, I'm 42 years old, fixing to be 43, and I'm really just finally starting to understand what they're meaning.
Yeah.
Man, there's something about just sacrificially going into the presence of God, calling on God, and watching him do something that you couldn't do yourself.
Right.
And man, you know, Kenneth Copeland, you said something. He says this all the time. One word of God. Bobby Hogan, somebody else we know, they say it all the time. One word from God can change everything.
Everything.
And I really feel like this is the time too for God's people to get a word, to get a word that won't just help them, but sustain them.
Yes.
And I don't know, but so many times you see so many Christians just going up and down, but they would just hold on to that word.
Yeah.
They would just hold on to that word in the right moment, the right time. Man, it would do just wonders for so many people and so many things. This is a powerful man of God. I'm in covenant with this guy. He's a great man. One of the things that I love about Prophet Benny is he being around him makes you hungry for God. And that's one of the greatest things that I could ever say. You know, every time I'm around him, I am hungry. I'm more hungry for God than I was. And I'm a pretty hungry guy. You know what I mean? I love to be hungry for God. But man, there's just something about being around this man of God, his ministry, that just even opens up wells, man. That's a word. Yeah, something that man, when you get around men of God that open up wells in your spirit, man, that just drives you to a new place. So where can we get this book on your website?
BennyBaker.com, B-E-N-N-I-E, Baker.com. Facebook, you can just message me on Facebook, Benny Baker on Facebook.
Yeah, get this book, The Power of an On-Time Word. He can just hold it up there and look at that, order that off of his website, get that from him. It's awesome, awesome man of God, powerful man of God. Listen, guys, for many of you that can't be here for camp meeting, we want to give you an opportunity to sow into this work this week. We're going to see a lot of miracles. We're going to see a lot of signs, a lot of wonders. God's going to do some great things. And we're going to throw up the giving screen here as I'm talking, and we want to give you an opportunity. Yes, Joanne, thanks for putting that up there. Put BennyBaker.com, and you can order his book. You can also sow into his ministry there. You know, if you want to sow, maybe you can't be here, and you want to sow a seed into his ministry personally, you can also do that at BennyBaker.com. We just put that up there, and we want you to be a part of what's going on in this ministry. You know, when you sow into miracles, you get a miracle. And he's seeing miracles in his meetings. We're seeing miracles in our meetings. And I really believe it's the time for the miraculous. Yes. I really believe that. That's really hungry in me right now. I'm studying the miraculous. I'm praying for the miraculous. And we're going to manifest the miraculous. But if you sow into the miraculous, even when you can't be here, you open the door for the miraculous. Right. And so we want you to sow a seed, either BennyBaker.com. You can sow it into SSM. We'll see. And if you want to sow a seed into here, put Benny Baker on it. We'll see that he gets that. But we want to be a blessing to this man of God. We also want to be a blessing in camp meeting. So if you want to sow a seed into the camp meeting, put that on there as well. But we want you to be a blessing, and we know God is going to richly bless you and strengthen you in the name of the Lord. So you got the giving screen right there. You can see it. And we thank you for joining us on the show today. We're so glad to have you on here. It was an awesome privilege to have you with us today. And man, just you feel like just praying over the people?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're just going to pray over the people together. We're going to pray over your miracles, and then we'll be back right here tomorrow at 11:30. Why don't you pray us out?
Yeah, thank you for having me. Such an honor to be here. Excited about what God's getting ready to do. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for touching those that are watching right now.
Yes,
Lord. Just even by just opening prayer, I just feel the glory of God just falling right now.
Yes.
And I pray right where you sit, right where you stand, I pray God's glory just touches you, ministers to you right now. And I feel like just right now, you know, I feel God stirring the gifts, Prophet Sean.
Do it.
And I feel like somebody's right shoulder right now. God's healing your right shoulder. I don't know if it's your rotator cuff, but it's just something in your shoulder. God's healing that right now. Into your shoulder blade, the muscle between your spine and your shoulder blade. God's healing that right now. If that's you, make sure to let us know.
Yes.
I also see a right knee. God's healing a right knee right now. If that's you, make sure to let us know. We're healed by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. It's
right.
Important to share that testimony.
Amen.
I feel like God's healing you right now. And just know right now that God loves you. He's got an awesome plan for your life, and that God's going to move and do miracles for you. And I feel like the Lord wants me to share Prophet Sean.
Hold on right here. So Beth Kelly Miller just said, I have a tumor in my right shoulder. And so we believe God's touching that right now. Her name is Beth Miller. Why don't you just pray over Beth?
Yeah, Miss Beth, we just left a meeting that is the same. It was in Norman, Oklahoma. A lady came in, 15 tumors scattered throughout her body, 15. On a Monday night, Miracle Healing Deliverance Service, God healed her, and every tumor was gone.
And my daughter just texted me and said her right shoulder's hurting.
Amen.
Amen.
So
two for one special.
Yeah, God's right on. So Lord Jesus, right now, over Beth, Lord Jesus, Lord, we curse that tumor right now in the name of Jesus. We command it to leave now in Jesus'
name.
Yes,
Lord.
So Beth, I believe just right now that's going to begin to shrink in. I believe you're going to feel movement in it right now. God's healing you. We speak healing over Brooklyn right now. Lord, we thank you for it.
Amen.
And we thank you for releasing the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we just thank you for it. And we give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Receive your miracle. Amen. I believe God's doing something awesome.
Amen. Amen. This is an awesome meeting. You don't want to miss it. Going to be here tonight. And man, if you're close, Beth, you're only a couple hours. Come up. Have this man of God lay his hands on you. I believe there's going to be prophetic words released that are going to change people's lives. I believe the power and the demonstration of the Word of God is going to be released tonight. And man, he preaches a biblical word. It's powerful. It's anointed. It's favorable. So you don't want to miss this tonight. We love you guys. We honor you. We appreciate you so much. And until tomorrow, remember, something good is going to happen in your life today. We'll see you tomorrow right here at 11:30 on Stronger Every Day.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.